Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Anthropologists tell us that in almost every known culture and civilization, there is an understanding that comes with a gift. It's unspoken, but it says this: because I have done this for you, you have an obligation to return the favor by doing something for me. In some cultures, there are very clear expectations that need to be followed. I remember years ago being invited to a child's first birthday celebration in Korea. It was not a balloons and birthday cake sort of thing for a one-year-old, but a rather formal gathering of family and friends. Many were dressed in ceremonial attire, and there was a veritable feast of great food. But what I most remember is that everyone who attended brought quite expensive gifts or sums of money for the birthday child. And all of the gifts were duly noted by the family of the birthday child in a book. With each gift, there was an unspoken obligation. Over a period of years, they were to return the same value to the donor. In the Philippines, the obligation sequence is described by the phrase utang na loob, and the proper response to a gratuitous deed or gift is dependent upon the social status and the wealth of the recipient. But obligations that may vary are still recognized on both sides of the kindness or gift. Obligations come down to a simple bottom line that says, in effect, okay, because of what I've done for you, you owe me one in return. When Paul wrote a letter to a wealthy friend and asked him to take back a runaway slave who had been converted in prison, Paul told Philemon that he would repay anything that Onesimus had stolen, and subtly reminded him, Philemon, the slave owner, that he actually owed his very life to Paul. Question: here's an issue that in all probability you have never considered, but think about it. If you were a Christian, what's your obligation to God in response to what He has done for you? In simple terms, what do you owe Him? Some debts are such that no sum of money could ever repay it. For example, if someone saved you from a burning fire, risking his life to save yours, would a simple thank you be enough? At the same time, we talk about grace. Everything that God blesses us with, including His forgiveness, His kindness, His gracious favor, is being free. Just take it with thanksgiving is popular wisdom. But is this not an oversimplification? If you had asked Paul this question, I think he would have answered and said something like this: no, you cannot repay God for what He's done. But you do have an obligation. I've spelled it out. Here it is. I'm earnestly contending with you, brothers and sisters, because of God's mercies, that you give your bodies as living sacrifices. They need to be holy and acceptable to God. That's only your reasonable response to what He's done for you. And stop allowing the world to force you into its mold, but continually be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so you may experience and prove what is God's will. It is good, acceptable, and complete. You'll find the essence of what I've said in the 12th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans. To the Corinthians he wrote, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body." The bottom line: the redeemed have an obligation to live the same way. Not to try to be worthy of what God has done, not to attempt to pay Him back for the pain, but to acknowledge we are His.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.